from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's back. He's Nick Costos. Hello, Nick.
Nick!
What's going on, guys? Great to be back on with you guys this season. Happy football season.
Great to have you with us, and you will be with us all season long. We're looking forward to that. That's fabulous. Where might you be right now, my friend?
Right now, coming to you guys live from sunny. It's 100 degrees when I landed yesterday, which was awesome. Love the heat. Las Vegas, Nevada. Currently staying at Park MGM and doing You Better You Bet today. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, and then Monday from Mandalay Bay Sportsbook, from BetMGM Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. So very much looking forward to that, and great to be out here in Sin City yet again for week one in the NFL.
Fabulous.
Nick, is there some, I mean, you know, you always hear about Vegas getting that first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament, the Super Bowl. Is this one of those big weekends for Vegas?
Oh, definitely. I haven't really seen it yet because I got in yesterday on Wednesday, but I think we'll start to see it today with like Chiefs and Ravens fans getting into town. But it will be an absolute mob house here Saturday for college football, and then obviously for week one NFL Sunday. The sports book is nuts for college football early in the season. We get Michigan, Texas, some other big games on Saturday, and then Sunday is going to be just like absolutely the best, guys. It's just the best.
I love it. I'm anxious to get things going tonight. That'll be great. Tomorrow will be interesting. The game in Brazil, and then away we go. Let's focus in on the guys who wear the orange helmets. The Cleveland Browns over/under sits at what now, Nick? And what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think we're basically operating, guys, like without having like, because like different sports books will have different juices. Meaning, I think Cleveland's win total is basically like 8.5 or 9. So essentially it's, do you think the Browns will finish above or below 500? And, you know, I hate sounding like a broken record because I'm fairly certain that what I'm going to say now is going to be the same thing that I said to you guys before last season for the Cleveland Browns. And I think even like the biggest Browns fan wearing like the most orange colored sunglasses would have to admit this, right? It really is going to ride largely on the right arm and the right shoulder of quarterback Deshaun Watson, because there can be no question that this is a team. Got to get the offensive line fully healthy, right? But this is a team that should theoretically be ready for prime time. Like if the offensive line can play to the height of its abilities, it's certainly like a top half unit in the league. The defense has got to get like the road situation worked out, obviously much better at home last year, but the defense is obviously stacked with great talent. You love Jim Schwartz. I love the direction that the offense is going to take this year. I think you'll see them play more spread with Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator, and obviously with Nick Chubb set to miss like an undetermined amount of time, at least 4 games. So I like all of these things, and I love Kevin Stefanski. He's got 2-time coach of the year. He's great. But I think, obviously, like the fly in the ointment here, is Deshaun Watson healthy? And I don't think anyone really knows the answer to that question. And maybe he goes out on Sunday, guys, and he nukes the Cowboys, and he looks awesome, and Amari Cooper's great, and Judy's great, and Njoku's great. Or, like, maybe he looks bad, like he's been the last couple seasons. And something that was disconcerting for me, and I don't know how you guys feel about it locally there, I think it's been like it was poo-pooed a little bit by the Browns, but it's just something that if you're a better, you're a fantasy player, just something you take notice of. You know, for the Browns' third preseason game, you know, Kevin Stefanski had said that Deshaun Watson was going to play in that game, right? He's going to play in the final preseason game. And then he's held out of that Thursday practice prior to what I believe was the Saturday game with what they called, like, general arm soreness and, like, didn't play in the third preseason game, which doesn't mean that he's, like, seriously hurt. But there are rumblings that, like, his shoulder maybe like permanently screwed up to some degree. And maybe that's what's been holding him back for the last couple seasons. And I just have question marks as to what this is going to be for Deshaun Watson. And I'll say something, and maybe you guys think this is nuts and Browns fans think it's nuts. If you told me that Jameis Winston was going to be the Browns starting quarterback this year, running this Ken Dorsey spread offense with the weapons they've got, I think I might actually feel better about them just because we don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to be this year. So make me pick. I'll probably take the under if I think Deshaun Watson is not going to be great this season. But while acknowledging that if he's good, their upside is to go to and like win the Super Bowl.
Nick, first of all, they played that late. The underlying current of maybe why he didn't play in the Seattle game was because the Browns didn't have a left tackle either. That was another like that. It's just I didn't think they want to throw anybody under the bus, so they went with that general soreness thing, which is probably true too. But I think a lot of people were still saying that they didn't have a left tackle and they didn't want to throw the investment is probably what they should call Deshaun, but they didn't want to put him out there without having at least a guy they could trust at left tackle. They didn't have to be great. Just somebody to trust, and they ended up cutting the guy that started the game. My bigger question for you though is
Do you guys hear that though? Like the rumblings that like his shoulder might be like like that's a thing, right? I think like a lot of bettors are whispering that this could be again like it could prove to be that he's going to be really good this year. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Just that like it's something that gives me pause when I think about the 2024 Browns.
That's very fair. Yeah. Nick. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Excuse me.
He's all right. You got him all choked up when you said you might go under. That's the problem, Nick. We're all
hanging
pumped.
Out in a smoky Vegas sports book.
Oh, this is.
Are they allowed to smoke in sports books in Vegas now?
I don't know about the sports book, but everywhere else for sure.
Oh, yeah, that is for sure. As long as you don't hear the clicking of the guys hitting those cards as you're walking down. Yeah, I can't go down the road, so sorry, getting in trouble. My bigger question is, they beat Dallas. Does that 8.5 change?
Well, I mean, certainly, because like you know, the Browns are favored to win the game, so like they're 2.5-point favorite. Like,
right.
They are like the betting market says that Cleveland is more likely to win than lose. But, yeah, like I certainly think if the Browns win, it's less for me about the Browns winning the game and more about how Watson looks. You know, if the Browns defense, let's say, picks off Dak 3 times in the game, they score a defensive touchdown, maybe, like, give the Browns short fields and they're able to, like, punch a couple in and the Browns win, but Deshaun doesn't play well, like, I'm still not going to feel that great about the Browns this season. You know, it would be one thing if they played in a bad division, but, I mean, the AFC North, and I know you, I don't have to tell you guys or your audience this, the division's really good. Like, the AFC is absolutely stacked. So, for me, I'll feel good about the Browns. Like, it's not just that they have to win. Like, Watson, how about this? I would feel better about the Browns if they lost this game and Watson played great than if they win and Watson looks bad. And I know that sounds like a little nuts, but I really think, like, the Browns' ultimate upside this year is to win a ton of regular season games and be there as one of the final teams remaining in the AFC. But the only way that happens is if Deshaun Watson is good.
Are there questions that the gambling community might have about the Browns other than Watson?
Well, I mean, like, when you talk about, like, top-end talent in the National Football League, are, like, the Browns
I'm going over on them because I think they're really talented, or does everything about them, to be honest, Nick, when we've talked about it this year, we keep going back to it's all coming back to Watson, and I'm just wondering if the money says the same thing.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, the Browns over, it's juiced over, so people think the Browns will go over 500, and look, it is worth stating. You know, the Watson stuff is more about the ultimate upside of this team. You know, the Browns started like 19 quarterbacks last year and went to the playoffs. And like Joe Flacco came off the couch and won comeback player of the year and started a playoff game. So is it like outside the realm of possibility? Like, let's say Watson's hurt, right? And then he shut down whatever, however many weeks into the season. You know, you tell me that Jameis Winston can't win games coached by Kevin Stefanski? Like, we've seen worse quarterbacks win games coached by Stefanski. Like, DTR can't win some games here. Like, I certainly think it's possible. So, like, there are ways for the Browns to go over this win total, even if Deshaun Watson is hurt or if he's ineffective, if he gets benched at some point. I know what you're saying, calling him the investment. Like, they don't want to bench him, $230 million guaranteed. But there's a way that they could still be really good this year, even if Watson is injured or ineffective. Just, I think it removes like the ultimate upside from the Browns. Like, you need, because Watson's upside and ceiling is obviously higher than Jameis Winston's. just maybe Jameis's floor is a little bit higher if Deshaun's shoulder actually is screwed up and he can't get his head together.
I love the way Jeff says gambling community like it's Oprah's book club.
It is.
Well, there is a gambling community, to be fair. That is true.
No, see? I know, but it's just the way Jeff puts it. He's like, now, the gambling community, those group of folks. It's just too funny. Who do you like?
You get a parlay, and you get a parlay.
See, exactly.
And you get a parlay.
Well done, Jeff. Well done. Thanks. All right, so who do you like in the AFC North?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I like Cincinnati. I don't like Baltimore, and I like the Chiefs in the game tonight. Ravens replacing 3 of 5 starting offensive linemen. The whiz kid defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, and Yacht Rock singer extraordinaire, Mike McDonald, now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Like, I think it's a step down for the Ravens this year. Baltimore's win total is 10.5. I like the under. I do think that the Steelers have a chance to overachieve this year, and I know their wide receiving core is absolutely brutal, and Russell Wilson doesn't inspire confidence. It's still a Mike Tomlin coach team, and I do like Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator, not as a head coach, but as an offensive coordinator. I think he's pretty good, but I'll stop short just because of the talent deficiency on offense of picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then, so that'll leave me with either Cincinnati or Cleveland. Now, if we came into the year and like we felt really good about Deshaun Watson, I wouldn't hesitate to pick the Browns. I would not hesitate to pick the Browns. But given that uncertainty about Watson, like it's a betting question, right? Like, would I bet on, do I think Cleveland can win the division? Yes. But would I put my money on it? Like, I'd rather put my money on Joe Burrow, even with the Jamar Chase, like, contract situation not figured out, even though it looks like he'll play on Sunday. So I'll take the Bengals here if you're going to make me put my money on something.
And your second choice would be the Browns.
I think my second choice would probably be Baltimore, only because I think Baltimore's floor is really high. Like, I don't think Baltimore's ceiling is to win like 14 games this year. I don't see that. But like, the Ravens aren't going worse than 9-8 or 10-7. I don't think they're going to go 11-6. But I think they're going to win a minimum of 10 games, whereas, you know, there's some disaster potential for the Browns this year. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I think Baltimore would probably be my second choice. But again, like, if we knew Watson was going to be healthy, then I think it's Cleveland, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. I just don't know that Watson's healthy as we come into the year or that he's going to be effective.
You said the AFC is loaded. Does that mean somebody other than Kansas City can go to the Super Bowl?
So you use the word can. So, like, of course, like, a team can. Will they? I don't think so. I think there's a clear top three in the AFC this season. And this is not to say that there aren't other good teams in the AFC. There are. But for me, there's a clear top three, and then draw a line and we can talk about some of the rest of the teams. And actually, none of them reside in the AFC North. Kansas City would be one, obviously. Won the Super Bowl last year at 11-6. The team is definitely better this year than it was last year. It doesn't mean that they'll win, but again, just consider that. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. The roster is now better than it was last year. So Kansas City would be number one. And then we can kind of debate the second and third teams, but I think it's some combo of C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans and Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Just two absolutely loaded rosters with two awesome quarterbacks, different sides of the age spectrum, obviously. So if you make me pick the AFC champion, I'll take the Chiefs. If I have to pick a team other than Kansas City, it would either be the Houston Texans or the New York Jets.
All right, Nick, biggest question of the day. Will Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift break up before or after September 28th?
What are the odds?
What are the odds on that?
Yeah, so, like, I have to – yeah, like, I there was, like, this document, I guess, the, like, their official breakup date.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, like, I appreciate the question. There's, like, nothing in the world I care less about than this, like, fake relationship that they have.
I love it.
Like, nothing I care less about. And the thing that sucks is, look, I think largely people are kind of getting sick of the Kelces, which is actually a shame because Travis is a top five tight end of all time.
Yep.
And Jason, I think, is like a first ballot Hall of Fame center and also is already, for people that watch like Monday Night Countdown in the preseason, he's already awesome at broadcasting. So like they're both great. It's just too much. Like, we got to, like, it's a 10. Like, let's take it down to a 7 with the Kelces, and I'll feel really good. But, I can't stomach it.
Nick, still their hometown.
Andy went to their high school.
They went to my high school, but I was there first.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's true.
Yeah, they're both awesome. Like,
yes.
They're great.
All right, so you're saying for our hardcore TMZ listeners after the 28th. Okay, thank you. We just needed your advice.
Sure.
That's all.
Great. Yeah, Nick. After.
Great to have you.
Thank you, Nick.
Looking forward to all season long. Enjoy Vegas and give us the out cue.
Yeah, you guys got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costas.
Thank you, Nick. Welcome back.
In Vegas.
You got it.
He'll be joining us all season long right here on Baskin and Phelps. Looking forward to that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.